of woolen mittens. And she also made for each of us a woolen scarf, huge scarf that you could wrap around your head three times, keep your ears from freezing, your nose from freezing, and anything else from freezing on your head. Well, after one of these snowball fights, wearing our woolen mittens, and most of the kids had woolen mittens, or I don't remember anybody having gloves. Most everybody had mittens. All these wet mittens were hung around the wood stove in the back of the school. And if you've ever smelled a wet sheep, that was the smell in the back of our schoolroom, because there was this tremendous smell of wet wool as these mittens were drying, mixed in with the hint of oak smoke coming from the stove. And if it was close to noon, on top of the stove was a pan of water into which those of us who brought jars of soup from home, all of that was bubbling, and so the smell of the soup that was warming and the wet wool and the oak smoke provided a kind of intermingling smell that I've never forgotten. Not at all a bad smell, had it been only the wool